And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio is Dave Nichols. He's here to talk about Sitka's electric vehicle group. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Melissa.
Well, Sitka has an electric vehicle group and a growing number of electric vehicle owners. Let's talk about the group. How did it come together? How did it form?
Well, the group formed about a year and a half ago, and it was so far it's been an informal group that gets together every couple months, and we talk about issues of interest to electric vehicle owners, and we also have a number of people who own electric vehicles who come in and talk about their experiences. So it just kind of formed that way. But I would have to say it originated from the Sitka Global Warming Group, which started about 10 years ago here in Sitka.
And you don't need to actually own an electric vehicle to be part of the group, do you?
That's right, Melissa. The group is open to anybody who's interested in electric vehicles. You don't have to own one. Maybe you're just interested in learning more about them. So it's an open group. All are welcome. And we meet every couple months, usually at the library.
About how many folks are part of the group?
Well, we have usually between 6 and maybe 20 people attending.
And about how many vehicles are in town, electric vehicles?
Okay, currently there are about 10 to 12 EVs now in Sitka. And that number has been growing. It's been doubling about every year for the last couple years. And in fact, every time we've had a meeting, somebody comes into the group and says they have a new car and they share their experiences, great things they're doing. So kind of the running joke of our group is we need to have more meetings. Let's have one every day so we get more cars in town.
What do you think is going on in both Sitka and in the industry that is resulting in more electric vehicles coming to town? What are the circumstances?
Okay, well, there's a number of factors, and probably the number one factor over the last few years has just been the cost of electric vehicles. They're really coming down in price. In fact, if you go on to cars.com or AutoTrader and type in the Seattle area, you'll find dozens and dozens of EVs in the $10,000 price range. So you figure maybe $1,000, $1,500 to get it up here, and you're still... It's still very realistic to have a very nice EV to drive around Sitka for years and years to come for about $10,000. So I think partially it's just simply the prices are dropping, but also a number of folks are environmentally minded and looking to reduce their emissions versus conventional driving. So mm-hmm. Those two factors.
Do you feel like there's an evolving culture in Sitka too that's supporting this?
Absolutely. Yeah, there seems to be more and more interest growing in getting more electric vehicles in town. And this is true. Even with gas prices dropping, it's still more economical to drive an electric vehicle. As a rule of thumb, it costs you about 5 cents a mile to drive an electric vehicle around town. That's even with electric prices going up. So I think that's one of the driving factors for creating this culture here in Sitka.
So you are part of the group, but you do not currently own an electric vehicle. Do you aspire to one?
I do. Yeah, I aspire to own one. My friend Charlotte, if you're listening, she wants a brand new Tesla for about $100,000. I've ruled that out, but I've got my eye on an $8,000 Nissan Leaf, which I hope to own. But we'll see. But for the time being, I'm really devoting my energies and resources into trying to help this group move forward. One of the things I forgot to mention earlier, we're working on a short movie to kind of go over some of the benefits of owning an electric vehicle in town. And that's something we hope to get out and to get widely distributed within the next few months. So that's in progress as well.
What motivates you to be part of this group? Why are you interested in electric vehicles?
Well, probably the number one reason that I'm interested is for the environmental benefits, but I recognize the economic benefits as well. It makes a lot of sense to people. And it's interesting that even with our 10 or 12 electric vehicles here in town, We figure, as a rule of thumb, each car will save roughly 2 to 3 tons of CO2 every year in normal driving. So even with the small number of cars in town, the EVs are avoiding somewhere in the ballpark of 20 to 30 tons of CO2 every year. So I feel that the environmental potential for having more and more EVs in town could really be a game changer, and could also help Sitka kind of become a leader in moving towards a post-carbon economy. So that's really what excites me about it, the environmental benefits.
Now, you mentioned that there seems to at least be a great diversity in EVs, in electric vehicles these days, from the $100,000 Tesla to a $10,000 Nissan Leaf. And those Leafs are actually the vehicles that many people saw in the 4th of July parade in Sitka, aren't they?
That's right, Melissa. We wanted to have a red, white, and blue Leaf. We ended up, I think, red, silver, and blue. But all of the four cars in the 4th of July parade were Nissan Leafs. So that gives you some idea that these cars really look, feel, and behave just like normal cars. The only difference is they have an electric motor in the back rather than a gasoline engine.
And those Leafs are nice looking. They're pretty hip looking.
Yes, they're cool to drive too. They're very trendy. So that's another advantage.
So your group comes together and you talk about things related to electric vehicles. What are some of the most common issues that arise?
Okay, well, Melissa, some of the questions that come up frequently, and these are for people who are considering electric vehicle, just a few things to think about. We've already talked about cost. Are EVs expensive? No, there's a lot of bargains out there. People ask about repairs. We're working on figuring out a way to get a technician here in town. Maybe we can team up with Juno that has about 40 EVs. Maybe there's a way to get a technician to come up from down south and make a trip through southeast, maybe during fishing season, and work on or check on a number of EVs. People also ask about batteries. Will I need to buy a new battery? Aren't they expensive? And the answer is yes, they're a bit spendy today. They cost about $5,000 for a new battery set. But Nissan is lowering the prices on their batteries. And by the time you need to replace it, which you might never need to do, the batteries could cost a lot less. So those are kind of some of the issues we talk about in the group. And we do it just through an informal sharing of people who own EVs. And they just kind of share their experiences. So
tell us a little bit more about this video, this film you're putting together.
Okay, well, what we're doing, we want to just make a short video for YouTube. And basically, we want to highlight, we want to have lots of interviews with people talking about their electric vehicles and really just answering some of the questions that we've talked about here today, maybe showing some scenes of the EVs driving down Silver Bay with whales in the background, things like that. It's going to present Sitka in a good light and also promote some of these key messages for electric vehicles that we've been talking about today.
How can folks get involved if they're interested?
Well, we're a very informal group. We're open to anybody in town, and we meet every couple months, usually at the library. We'll have lots of publicity. Our next meeting will probably be in August, so stay tuned, and all are welcome.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Dave.
Thank you, Melissa. It's been a pleasure being here.
We've been speaking with Dave Nichols. He's part of Sitka's Electric Vehicle Group.